the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
What a tough weekend to make a decision if you're looking for something to do.
Just get out.
We mentioned the book festival in Tucson, the Tres Rios we just had online. If you go to page 2 in the Travel Arizona section today, you've got Tonto National Monument Heritage Days. You've got the Fine Art Explosion in Casa Grande, the Tuzi Goot Star Party. That's going to be amazing. The amount of rain we've had clear out the skies and the atmosphere. That's up outside of Cottonwood. You've got Cottonwood Gym, Mineral and Wellness Festival. There is the Hummingbirds of Sedona. There's a La Paz County Fair. And the Heard Museum has their annual Indian Fair Festival market going on all weekend long.
Wow, the planners of all those hit it right, didn't they? And you know, Romy, last weekend after the show, Rosie and I just drove. We just wanted to see the snow. So we just drove to Payson. Do you know, we passed hundreds of people on the highway. They had pulled over. The kids were playing in the snow. I don't think you're supposed to do that, but all the way up. And we stopped at the Four Peaks Road and took pictures. But it was just really fun to see everybody out enjoying it. People with cameras, you know, big cameras on tripods and little cell phones. Everybody was just smiling, having a good time.
Oh, that it's a rare thing. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you're not supposed to, what someone going to give you pull over?
I didn't see
a
policeman in sight. Everybody was just having a blast.
I couldn't make it to Marble Canyon, Fossil Creek. I was curious to see what it looked like. Strawberry got really hammered, and Monday they had just enough of the roads cleared. When I got to the gate, the road that was still 2 miles to the trailhead was buried in a foot and a half of snow.
Wow.
It was wild, but quiet and just peaceful. It's really nice.
We got a nice text in at 411-923. It says, thanks for giving this dad a chance to take a 7-year-old girl to her first ASU basketball game last Sunday. We had a blast. She cheered with pom-poms the whole game. It's a memory we'll both never forget. Great show. Glad Rosie's better. Jim, ticket winner. Congratulations. Well, thank you, Jim. Glad y'all had a good time.
It makes it worthwhile.
Now, I don't have basketball tickets today, but I do have state park passes. So, true or false, Hacienda has a different meaning to the Yavapai Indian tribes as it does the Apache. If you think that's true, text true to 411-923. If you think that's false, text F or false, and we'll take all right winners between now and the end of the segment. Pull a random winner and send you 2 Arizona State Park passes that are good for any one of Arizona's 35 state parks, including Granite Mountain Hot Shots, one of the newest ones that's just outside of Wickenburg. You can download their app and plan your own Arizona staycation. They've got a great user app for their state parks program. Flying E Ranch, we had mentioned 2 of them, and I intentionally left Flying E Ranch out because that's actually where our staycation winner is going, and they have a really neat story. And we're going to have a great interview with the Flying E Ranch on the weekend of the 16th when our staycation winner will actually be at the Dude Ranch that weekend. But there was a couple events there that caught your interest in particular.
I want to be a cowgirl weekend and true girlfriend getaway. Now, wouldn't that be fun? Go and hang out and let somebody else do all the work. You just walk out and your horses are saddled up, and then you come in and just relax. And
they have some good food. Cow pie throwing contest, too. Are you cowgirl enough to do that?
No.
They're dry.
No, I don't think you can throw them very well if they're not. They feed you all 3 meals, Romy. Good home-cooked meals. And just, you know, getting away to a dude ranch means just getting away from the routine, you know, and just really relaxing, giving your brain some time to think. And I don't know if all those places have Wi-Fi. They shouldn't.
Agreed. And I will say the March 16th, talk about timing. They are going to have a sea of yellow surrounding them, I would imagine, that weekend with all the wildflowers and poppies that are just out there waiting to explode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be a great riding horses through the flowers. That's magic.
There's an aroma that always ties me back to Zeta that has to do with one of the yellow flowers that explode. Because when you would go to his real estate office, there was like 6 of them out front. You always had to walk past.
Was it a bush?
Yeah.
That's the cassias. Yeah, we
is
have some at the house.
Mm-hmm.
They are. I cut them and bring them in because they smell so good.
I every time I have that scent, I remember Zeta. So that's no shortage of things going on in Arizona. And the answer to our question is actually true. Haciempa, which is the name of the river that flows through Wickenburg, if you ask the Yavapai Indian, it means follow the water as far as it goes. If you ask the Apache, it refers to the upside-down river because the Haciempa flows underground most of the time, so they call it the upside-down river. So it does have different meanings depending on the tribe. If you answer true, there's a good chance, or there's a chance we'll be picking your name.